This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Larry King, here to tell you about my new book, Picking Up Chicks with the King. My special 225-page guide to meeting and dating the world's most lovely ladies. You'll find valuable information inside, like how to use the right pickup line, meeting gorgeous women at the right parties, making conversation in awkward situations, and Larry King's special 10-page guide to better lovemaking. How to pick up chicks with the King. Order today and receive a beautiful policewoman poster from the lovely Angie Dickinson.
Angie Dickinson.
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure and welcome you, Borden. Happy in the organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
Funny, that's funny.
How's your friend Ann Coulter in the faggot word? What are you making at?
Like a life-altering herpetic sore. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Larry King's 50th anniversary of broadcasting.
Congratulations, Larry.
Who says we don't care? This is the mother load of the Larry King tapes.
Rob's raising his hand. He doesn't care.
I say you don't care.
We care, Rob. Why else would we be playing these exclusive tapes from our Larry King archive?
Wonderful.
Of Larry falling asleep and losing his place in the show.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
It's Larry King. We're back. This is Green Bay. Oh, next is Green Bay. I lost it there for a minute.
Okay, now here he is after he's been on the air during the Olympics or the Turner Games or whatever.
You've been on the air for many, many nights.
30 days and 30 nights, and your boy's tired.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there. Anything else? Anything you could do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
What?
Okay.
Surgery?
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay.
I asked you about broadcast.
I'm talking about journalism field.
Journalism, sorry.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do.
Look it up.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Well, don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe... Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I just thought I'd pass that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Zebert, by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine, too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
Let me offer this. Whoa. I've never noticed it before, but you put it next to his other tapes, I think he's asleep during that first question.
Of course he is.
Talking in his sleep.
No, but literally asleep when he says, yeah, uh-huh,
which
sure.
is why after we played that tape about 5,000 times on our show, this call happened.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Same energy.
There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
Yeah. And he's lying, of course, when he says, no. Do you remember that? No.
And now the mother load, as we say, happy anniversary, Larry King.
Does not know that he's on the air.
Very important to note, when they rejoin, the guy, the announcer guy, plays the music and says, now here's Larry. Roll it.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a contract...
See, now Larry's done the intro.
He thinks he's in commercial now.
You know, diddle
right
with
now.
My outline, which they always do.
But he already heard the guy say, here's Larry, and he did the setup saying...
He's so tired, he's lost track of time.
Yeah, well, that's what I guess.
About another year here.
You'll see. Hear the pause
and the end
now.
Of the year gets very long.
After the guy gives the answer.
Whatever you may have done, I mean,
Larry
you've
doesn't think he's on the air.
Until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
He is.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner. And
yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine. You know, I get these.
What?
Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right? About just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
The pauses are the best.
He doesn't know. Nobody's telling him either.
Telling him. He's been on the
air the whole time. 2.5 minutes. Overnight radio.
This is on the air.
Yeah.
Where do you live, Ron?
Where do you live?
Well, I have an apartment in New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East side.
west side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like the west side.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area. There, right? Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And you, these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Yeah, I'm right.
You like that.
Silence. More silence. And a room of techs looking at him, knowing he's on the air.
Yep. Not doing a thing.
What is Larry doing?
I'll be back. We have never gone anywhere. We still, now, I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break.
Fire.
Are we on?
Fire.
Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, here's Larry? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you hear it, Robert?
No,
I did not. Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back, so we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here.
Mr. Daly.
The last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like
agents.
That.
Agents.
And much interest to...
Couldn't have been... if you heard, whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
We didn't curse.
And as always, when caught with his pants down...
Yeah, blame others.
These dem and dose. We didn't curse, if you heard it.
Let's blame the other guy.
The other guy. Yeah. I'm okay.
It's the other guy that did it.
Because, you see, Larry is working at that time in a setup unlike we have.
Yes.
He's in a room with a microphone and the guy he's interviewing. Mm-hmm. There's a piece of glass, and then there's a guy in the next room where Buzz is, the engineer.
Running the control.
Who says, you're on the air, and it starts off and goes, and now here's Larry.
Here's
now,
Larry, and he gets pointed at.
Now, as soon as Larry puts his legs up and starts doing the...
Where do you live?
At that point... the engineer, if he's on Larry King's side...
would wave violently and say, hey, you're on the air. Yeah. Look at the light. Look at the light.
Right.
Not in this case.
Instead, they ran tape on it.
And they were running tape the whole time and had a big old laugh.
And just so you know...
because Larry was loved by his peers.
Again, here's the beginning of that segment. You just heard the end
this is good.
With Larry saying, we never came back. Listen, here's the beginning of it.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear.
That's it.
It is published
He knows he's on the air.
Right, he's back, he knows.
The bottom and then of the he hour. Forgets. 703-685.
Did you hear his Larry?
Seven.
Larry heard here's Larry.
Right.
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do.
Okay, anyway, that's...
and when he gives that first answer, that's when Larry just drifts away.
Right.
Because Larry's exhausted again.
Exactly. Now, this poor schmuck... he's giving his answer directly into the microphone.
Then he notices the change in the rhythm and assumes that they're not on the air.
Right.
I mean, it's the guest. He's not obligated to do anything.
So we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very...
now you hear Larry going...
you hear the chair.
Yeah, as he leans back.
Until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Here's your agent.
There it is. That's it. They're not in the air now.
Yay. Thank you for playing.
And he disses his own agent, which is a nice little detail in there. Which is a nice detail.
Who's your agent?
Who's your agent?
All right. Well, happy anniversary, Larry.
Yeah. Larry King. Matzo ball soup the Dukes at the top of the aisle. It'll be good to see the Duker again next week.
The best.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Buzz.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Trying to be half the journalist that man is.
I think I'm up to it.
When we come back.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, we'll get Buzz's take on the news when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.